There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. I'd like to say hello to several people across Alabama and Tennessee and other states. We've got Deborah Salyer in Moulton, Alabama, Dana Rubley, Carbon Hill, Alabama, Rosemary Robinson in Talladega, Alabama, Linda Thornton in Oxford, Alabama, Beth Mashburn in Lexington, Alabama, Joan Rader, Shelbyville, Tennessee, Julie Smith, Ranburn, Alabama. We've got L.D. King listening from Bremerton, Washington, Jane King in Prospect, Tennessee, Pam Hodges in Florence, Alabama. Welcome to everyone. I'm glad you could join us this morning. One of the things I want to talk about is my buddy Bryant Lay. It was announced that he is in remission. He had leukemia there, and it showed zero leukemia cells in his body a couple of days ago. And so the family, of course, is elated and excited about that, and we're excited for them. Bryant Lay, as you know, was at Children's Hospital, and his family has been home for the past week. They got a pass. Now, he does have to go back for chemo, but at this point, he is in remission, and I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that. Also, Caitlin Montgomery, we've been following her journey through kindness for Caitlin. Caitlin Montgomery is back home in Lexington, Alabama. Glad to be able to announce that. And I'd like to express my condolences to the Christopher family. The Chevy Christopher passed away last week. They had his visitation funerals today. I talked to the principal there at the school at Coward Elementary. We're going to plant a tree in his honor. And so we're going to take care of that. I'm glad to be able to do that and in some small way try to recognize Chevy and what he meant to the school there. Also, I'd like for you to put on your radar Wheels for Abigail. Jared and Catherine Saltz are trying to get a wheelchair-accessible van for their daughter. That's Wheels for Abigail. You can find that on Facebook. This morning, I have joining me Danny Malloy, Addiction Prevention Coalition. I'll have Leslie Reagan Playa, and also Recovery Resource Center, along with Patty Siskus, not one more Alabama. We'll be discussing resources that are available for people with heroin addiction. This is a very serious program that I want to talk about, heroin addiction across our state. Opioid, the issue that we have is Alabama's the leading state in that, and we don't want to lead in those type of things. Sandy Hicks is with us. She'll talk about her successful recovery. Right now, we do have Patty with us. Patty, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
Glad you could join me. Tell me about the Alabama, and also the walk that's coming up August the 18th. That's happening. You brought some flyers and some T-shirts, and I appreciate that. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, absolutely. So Not One More Alabama started, our organization began somewhere around November of 16, and it's an all-volunteer group, and we came together as a group of people, most of them family members of people who had been impacted by addiction, not just heroin, but although that's probably the most common, but lots of different types. And we have people that have lost family members, we have people with kids that are in active addiction, people who have family members in recovery, and we all kind of came together with this same common thread in our life, and that was that addiction had come into our world and had impacted us. And at the time that we walked in that pathway, there was nobody there with us, and we don't want anybody to have to do that again. There's a lot of people out there struggling, a lot of people out there suffering, but there's a lot of stigma attached to it. There's a lot of shame that can go with it, and because of that, people suffer in silence. They suffer alone, and we just don't want people to have to do that. And so one of our primary missions is just to be out there talking, just talking about it and letting people know that this is real, it's happening, it's everywhere. It's also socioeconomic levels. It's all races. It's all demographics. I mean, it's not particular. And so, you know, we just want to be out there talking about it. The more you're having the conversation, the more you're discussing it, the more people become comfortable with the idea that maybe they can seek help, maybe they can ask for somebody to help them. So Not One More Alabama started as a group of people that just wanted to get out in our community and make a difference. Our initial goal, I think, was to be able to carry a casserole to a person or two that put their family member in treatment and give them some love. And then it's grown into something much bigger, I think, than any of us ever expected it to be, because there's just such an amazing need out there.
And there was a walk in Birmingham in February. Mm-hmm. And now there's a walk coming up in August mm-hmm. 18th, just a couple of weeks. And that's why I noticed that there was a partnership between three different organizations. And that's why Danny's here. And that's why we'll have Leslie with us in just a minute. She'll be joining us through a phone call. But y'all came together. What led to that networking and that connection between your organizations?
You know, I think where that started from is that there was a big group of us. Like I said, we started in November of 16. Danny and the APC's first walk was in February of 17. And so we all loaded up in the van and drove on down there and just wanted to be a part of that. And when we were there and we were a part of it, we all left there saying, we need to bring this to Huntsville. We've got to do this in Huntsville. North Alabama needs this same type of thing. So we reached out and called Danny and made a connection there and formed a relationship, and they've been walking by our side ever since then and partnering with us to make this happen. They're the brains behind it, and we're just making it happen here.
And one of the things I do want to talk about is the Facebook page, Not One More Alabama. Now, on that page, you've talked about, as I alluded to earlier, in Alabama, you know, we're the leading state when it comes to opioids and abuse of opioids. And also, you've posted about people who have actually passed away. And we had a couple of people in Marshall County mm-hmm. who passed away this week. And I want people to go to those pages, too. And if you would, lead people to resources or information how to get in touch with your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, couple of things there. One is this: Alabama, there's some good news and bad news. The bad news is we do lead the country. We're number one in the country in opioid prescriptions per citizen in our state, which is a terrible statistic for us to be. So we I know that there's a lot of work being done to try to bring that down, but that is definitely a negative statistic. We are not number one in the country in terms of overdose deaths. We're probably somewhere about two-thirds down the list, but every one is one too many. And so that's kind of our goal, is to try to help the person who needs help. So our organization, well, let me get back. Marshall County, that just came out, and we did post a link to that on our Facebook page. It's been all over Facebook, not just ours, but I know APC, you know, most organizations have been noting that there were two deaths within a few days of each other and just in Marshall County. But I thought there was some pretty interesting statistics that the coroner, I believe it was the coroner in Marshall County, put out, that there had been 24 overdose deaths, I believe, just in 2018 in Marshall County. I mean, if you just look at one county, and I think the numbers for 2017 in Alabama as a whole was roughly 800, somewhere right around there. There's the CDC has been putting out numbers on a monthly basis, but I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 in a year. I mean, that's 800 lives. I mean, that's a large 6A schools.
Yes.
Junior and senior classes, you know, that's an amazing number.
Losing one
is just terrible. And so Not One More, one of the things that we're doing is we have been building on our website a tremendous resource for people. We're not a referral organization. We don't refer, but we are educating people. So one of the things we're doing is trying to put lots of things out there. We have you know, where you can go get a state assessment in North Alabama, where you can find treatment of all different types of treatment. Different pathways to recovery, educating people on what different pathways to recovery might be. Why would you pick one over another? People usually are seeking help when they're in a crisis situation. And one of our goals is to try to educate before they get to the crisis. The crisis still may happen, but what would be phenomenal is that if when that crisis moment happens, whether that's an overdose, an emergency room visit, incarceration, whatever that might be, or just somebody asking for help, is that they've already done their research. They know what's out there. They're not trying to figure it out in that moment. So our website, notonemorealabama.org, has tremendous amount of just resource for families to just educate themselves, get themselves up to speed on what's going on.
And the slogan for the walk is more than a walk, it's a movement. This is the End Heroin Huntsville Walk on August 18th at Big Spring Park in Huntsville. It's hosted by Not One More Alabama and sponsored by Addiction Prevention Coalition. And speaking of APC, we're going to have Danny Malloy. He's here with us this morning, and he'll be joining us after our break coming up here in just a second. Danny represents the Addiction Prevention Coalition. We'll be talking to him, and you're going to hang over into our next segment, Patty,
absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, right here.
All right. Folks, you've been listening to a special edition of the Mark White talking about heroin addiction, opioids as well. I hope you'll stick with us for the second segment with Danny Malloy with Addiction Prevention Coalition. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kenita. Call Kenita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kenita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kenita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn, garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by a KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing It Smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
This is Ruth Ann Stallings. I'm listening to the Mark White Show and encourage you to try to make a difference in the lives of people.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And we're back. You're listening to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And as I said in the last segment, we have Danny Malloy with us. He represents Addiction Prevention Coalition. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you would, tell us about Addiction Prevention Coalition and what you guys are doing to try to provide resources, educate, and encourage people across the state when it comes to heroin addiction. Please, sir.
Absolutely. We're about 10 years old, Addiction Prevention Coalition. We're located in Birmingham, Alabama. We have three main things that we do. We have a resource directory on our website, which is apcbham.org. And what we've done is we've compiled local and some out-of-state recovery facilities, detox facilities. All that information can be found on our website 24/7. It's free to access, because one of the biggest stumbling blocks to finding help or treatment is to know who to talk to and know where to turn. So that's one thing that we do. Another thing that we do is we are in 21 area schools around Birmingham. We work with the students. We work with them on leadership skills. It's a voluntary program. We talk to them about how drugs could impact their future. And we're a little bit different, because we don't come in and tell kids don't do drugs. We come in and we ask questions and let them think through the answers. And we also let their peers lead them. So it's a student-led, adult-guided group. Because we believe that kids will listen to their peers before they'll listen to us. So that's the second thing that we do. The third thing that we do, which is why we're here today for the End Heroin Huntsville Walk, is we have awareness events. One of the big awareness events is the End Heroin Birmingham Walk that we started in 2017. We put it on Facebook. We just wanted to have a walk and hopefully get 100 people there. And, you know, if we help one person or talk to someone, it would be great. And we had close to 4,000 people come to Railroad Park. And when we put it on Facebook, we saw all these people, like, say they were coming. And now we're a small organization.
Right.
So we were like, now what do we do? So we got to figure this out. So that was 2017. And that's when we hooked up with Not One More Alabama. They had signs and a big group of women. And, you know, there's one thing that you can't stop, and that's a mama on a mission. And they have a lot of passion. And we had a lot of people come to us, honestly, and say, hey, you guys need to come and do this walk in this area. Well, with a small staff, this is a lot of work to put on a walk like this. But when they came to us, we saw the passion. We saw that they had what it would take to do something like this. So last year was the first End Heroin Huntsville Walk. We share the same logo. We share the same tagline, because for us and for them, it's not about whose name is on top of the poster or the walk. It's about lives. This is about really, truly, you better be ready to sacrifice, because it's a mission. And that's why we felt like this partnership is huge. Their walk was phenomenal last year. So then between that, we did another walk, and now they're doing another walk. So this is just a partnership that's going to go on for years and years to come.
it feeds off of one event feeds the next event and the next event, and it growing, as it says, more than a walk, it's a movement.
That's right.
And when you have 4,000 people, that is a movement, and it continues to grow. And as you say, you know, it's because people either have had somebody that's affected by heroin addiction, or they're affected themselves, and they want to get past that. They want to get over that hurdle, that dark place that they found. And this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And just to let you know, it's named for my grandmother. She passed away in March. But the thing about I wanted to talk to you about is your own personal recovery. And I wanted to thank you during this Good Deed segment for stepping out there and being a person who reaches out to people who are also in the same place, and you understand it. And you can give them advice. You can be counsel for them. You can try to give them tools to help them. And Sandy as well, during this Good Deed segment, wanted to thank you as well, because you overcame your addiction and you're 17 years clean now. And you've been a resource for people, and you've been an encouragement to people, and you've tried to help them whenever you can, because you've been down that road and you understand what this is about. And so both of you, I wanted to thank you during this segment. And of course, the walk's coming up August the 18th. We want as many people to participate as possible. You know, 4,000. How about 40,000?
Absolutely.
You know, if we realize that we're losing lives across the state of Alabama, how important is it to you that a mom is losing her child to a drug, that eventually that person is going to spiral to a point where they're going to lose their life if there's not some change that happens?
Right. And for me, like you said, it is personal. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I'll give you the nutshell version. I started messing around with drugs. I was molested when I was little. My parents divorced and left me with my aunt. And I had a lot of trauma in my life. And I watched my father growing up and all my uncles in prison for drugs and all that stuff. And I said, I never want to be like them. Well, of course, I did end up like them. I just didn't understand how addiction even started in the first place. I didn't understand that. I thought it was just the guy under the bridge that's smoking crack, and it's not. So I've been to 20 rehabs. I've been to 5 psychiatric units. I've been arrested in Boston for drug distribution. And I was hopeless, suicidal, and just didn't know what to do. I got on a Greyhound bus 8 years ago, and I came to a place called The Foundry, which is in Bessemer, Alabama. And they shipped me up to Cullman, which is their farm program. So I went from Boston to Cullman. That was interesting. But I'll tell you what, God met me there. God met me there. And I remember a time when I was in the field, I got on my knees. I said, God, if you're real, I'm probably going to kill myself either tonight or tomorrow morning. So I need you to show me something. And I'll never forget that next morning I woke up, something was different. Something started changing in me. I started to find my purpose. And I never thought that God could change my life. I never even really believed in God. I was raised in a Catholic church, but I never had a relationship. And then with that, you know, I always tell people, you know, it wasn't like a magic wand. God showed me how to work hard. He showed me how to give back. He showed me how to take the steps to deal with this disease that I have. You know, he showed me that my choices could lead back to some of these things. And I wish I could say that, you know, that was 8 years ago. I wish I could say I never went back, but I did. I've relapsed more times than I could count. And all I know now today is this. Today I chose to come here. I drove 2 hours, you know, we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, which I like because I'm from Boston. So it's like nice to be out in the country. And I'm just blessed to be here, honestly, you know. I look at every 24 hours like this. Today I got a choice to make. I got a chance. I can help someone and partnering with Not One More and just doing the work I do at Addiction Prevention Coalition. It's just more of a blessing to me than it is a job. It's like it's something that I'm so grateful that I get to do on a daily basis. You know, so I'd like to say I'm humbled and thank you for thanking us, because I'm sure she would agree that, you know, we're just blessed to be where we are at this point.
Well, and you're touching lives today. And matter of fact, leading into that, we're going to have Leslie Playa with the Recovery Resource Center joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about recovery. And then Sandy Hicks is going to join us in the final segment, and she's going to talk about her journey. And I hope you'll stick with us. We're going to go to a commercial break. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a well of a water bill, or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181 or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4931.
4930.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their life. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their name, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mark White Show, a special edition on heroin addiction. Right now I have on the line with me Leslie Playa. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
You are with the Recovery Resource Center, and I want to say first off, I appreciate you making special arrangements to join me on this program this morning.
Of course.
If you would, tell us about what your work is at the Recovery Resource Center in Birmingham, please.
Sure. So the Recovery Resource Center is a collaborative initiative dedicated to simplifying the substance abuse treatment process. So we help individuals who are seeking recovery get connected to appropriate treatment resources.
Now, the organization or the center itself, how do people get in contact and what's the process for somebody to begin their recovery journey?
That's a great question. So we have some people who will actually just show up to our office, which is located in Cooper Green Hospital in Birmingham, or we have folks who will call us and say, hey, I'm not exactly sure what to do with this situation. Can you help guide me in some way? And if people come in, we can help connect them with one of our peer support specialists who is a person in long-term recovery, and then we get the state assessment completed for them and make appropriate treatment referrals. And if somebody is in the hospital, sometimes we can actually dispatch one of our peer specialists to them in the hospital, but it just kind of depends where that person is. We're happy to answer any questions that people have.
That is great to know, and one of the things that this show is about is educating people and also encouraging people. I know that you've seen people who come in and out, and they have that struggle to overcome it, just as Danny Malloy was alluding to, and Sandy will in just a minute, the struggle that it is to overcome that addiction. Tell us about what you have seen out of patients, out of people who have come into the recovery center with the struggle that they have, and how that some are able to overcome it and that journey that they take.
Sure. So we see a lot of people who just don't know what to do. And that's the biggest thing that we want to help with, as well as destigmatize addiction. You know, addiction is kind of a dirty word. You know, people don't always want to talk about it. There's so much shame that surrounds it. And so we want to make sure that people know that they're not alone on their journey. And that's the thing that I think has been the most impactful, is that we have a lot of people that will come in that are so scared, don't know what to do, but then they see somebody else who's been through it, and that helps give them hope to move forward.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is your background, and how did you come to be at the Recovery Resource Center and take the journey that you did to try to help people with addiction?
Sure. So I am a licensed professional counselor, and I have been working in various treatment centers for a number of years. I'm also a person in long-term recovery, and so I really have a heart and a passion for this particular work.
And that's been something that's been a common thread through the show, is people who either are touched in their lives by somebody who has an addiction or they were addicted themselves, and to be able to understand what the person is going through that's sitting across from you, and to look in their eyes and be able to understand the dark place that they're in, to be an encouragement to them. It sounds like that's the position that you're in.
Absolutely.
Well, and tell us again how people can get in touch with the Recovery Resource Center in Birmingham, please.
Sure. So we have a 24/7 phone line. It's 205-458-3377. People can call us and ask questions. We have a crisis line that it rolls onto after hours. Our business hours are 8:30 to 5. Monday through Friday. Like I said, we're located in Cooper Green Hospital, but we are welcome to We welcome any questions that people have, and we will answer any phone calls. Even if it says, hey, how do I set a boundary with a loved one, or tell me about this different treatment center, whatever it is that we can do to help. We also do a lot of outreach and education. So if anybody wants us to come and talk to their church or their community organization, we are more than happy to do so. They can just call that main number, that 205-458-3377, and get in touch with one of us, and we would be more than happy to help.
Leslie, before we go, I would like for you to share a message with people who might be listening who are either addicted or affected by somebody who has an addiction. Would you mind doing that for me?
Absolutely. I want people to understand and remember that you are not alone and that recovery is possible. There have been others. There are others who are in recovery who want to walk this journey with you, and you don't have to do it alone. I know that sometimes it feels like nobody understands. I promise that we do, and we want to get you the correct help for you to begin your recovery journey and have a really fruitful, amazing life. But you don't have to do it alone.
Leslie, I really appreciate you joining me again. Thank you for making arrangements to be able to join us, and you have a great day.
Me too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am. And you've been listening to Leslie Playa. She's with Recovery Resource Center in Birmingham. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sandy Hicks. She's going to finish out the show for us, and Sandy will be talking about her personal journey through addiction and how she has been able to help other people. And as we the theme of this show, of course, is heroin addiction, but also the theme that I'm hearing is people who've been affected by addiction and how that they're stepping out to help other people and encourage other people. And that is a blessing for those who are struggling, that there are people who are willing to do that. So I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
This time of year, you need to get, you know, make sure your air conditioner is working good, make sure it's charged up good. This time of year, two people start thinking about baseball season, going on vacation and stuff, do a lot of traveling. That's when you want to make sure your tires are good, your brakes are good, things like that. And it's no charge to ever check anything like that. Bring it by any time. We can take a look at them or whatever. It's just a good time to get everything checked out.
Located at 611 East Hobbs
Cobb Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now we have with us Sandy Hicks. Welcome to the program, Sandy.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yes, and the reason I have you on, I posted on Facebook, and you reached out to me, too, and you explained your journey and what you were dealing with addiction, how you were able to overcome it. And that's why you're here. And, of course, Danny Malloy, same thing. You know, we have people here that have overcome addiction, and now you're an encouragement to people. You're an educator, so to speak, that you're encouraging people to do that. Tell us about your journey and your story, please, Sandy.
Okay. In June of 2001, I overdosed on crack and heroin. I was not trying to. It was just, it happened. And that was the day that I asked God if he would give me my life back, that I promised him I would not use again. I didn't realize what promise or who I was making this promise to. Today I've been clean 17 years, but I could not have done this without God. He is the foundation. I had a lady that asked me to come to church. I was not in church, and I got there, and I just started. Everybody just reached out. My family had been praying for me for years. There were people there that were coming up to me saying, you know, I've been praying for you. I'm going to probably go cry. I've been praying for you for years. You know, that my sister and them had asked, you know, it just touches me because I survived. I've had friends that have died of overdoses. And I ask God today, just let my words be his words, that I can reach out to someone that recovery is possible. And without God, you cannot do this by yourself. There's resources out here that can help. I was fortunate to meet up with some people with Celebrate Recovery. That's who I did my 12 step. We started it at the church that I attended. And that it covers hurts, habits, and hang-ups. I learned so much about myself. I learned, it just taught me that I was worthy. That's the big thing, that I'm made in God's image. We all are made in God's image, and we are worthy. We are worthy of recovery. We're worthy to be loved. We're worthy to be accepted. We are not alone. There's people out here that have the same compassion, whether they've been affected by someone in recovery or just an addict themselves, that are out here that just willing to help. Didn't really know what I was going to say today, but I just want everybody to know that addiction is real, but it doesn't have to control your life. You know, today you can take your life back. In reality, recovery can be your reality. I have held a job now for 4 years. I started as a temporary. I am now a team lead because I had one supervisor that believed in me. And I didn't think I was going to make it. But he was a Christian man. And here I am today. You know,
here's an opportunity to thank that person.
And he might be listening, but I asked God to put a mentor, and he placed Dave Ledford in my life at this job. I didn't think I was going to make it, but he has taught me so much. He's such a godly man and prayed for me. And I just want to thank him and my family, for forgiveness. I've made amends where there needs to be amends as part of recovery. You know, as it's taking your responsibility for your actions. It's not a blame game. We chose to do this. It helps you grow up. It just, in life, being sober, it's not easy. But it's so worth it. Recovery is so worth it. I mean, I'm happy. I got a job. I got my family back. Got my friends. I'm meeting new people. And where I used to, people would tell me I would not be nothing. Look at me now. I'm exactly. 17 years clean. God first.
And you're here trying to help other people now.
I am.
Because it's paying it forward. You had somebody that helped you. And you're 17 years clean. You're 4 years into a job. You had a group of people. You had a team of people who surrounded you. And that's something that I think people need to understand is that we need to be that support as much as we can to try to help people and encourage
them. You need a supportive team. It's like accountability partners that's are a sponsor, you know, that can hold you accountable, that can call, that you can call, say, hey, you know, I feel I might relapse, or I'm dealing with this trigger, you know, help me, what can I do? You know, you're not alone, like the lady says, and everybody that has spoke today, you're not alone. There's all kind of resources out here. You've heard most of them today, you know, so.
I'm going to tell you, I've learned about more resources as a radio host than I did as a law enforcement officer. You know, I was in and out of law enforcement for 17 years, and one of the things that always touched me was the fact that I was limited in what I could do. And it really played on me that what can I do? And when we'd go to court, you know, to try to get people into rehab and treatment, that was always the direction I tried to go in, because I understood that this individual was controlled by something else. That's not them. That is not that person. It's an entity of itself, an addiction within you. And once you're able to let go of that, as you have, you get that feeling of sobriety and what it's worth. And as you said, it's worth it. And people are worthy, and just repeat, you know, rinse and repeat. I'm worthy. And when people start to feel that way and understand that they are made in the image of God, that then affects them internally where they can let go. But I know it's a struggle, and it was for you and Danny. Same thing where you talk about you've been in and out, and it's one of those things that once it gets a hold of you, it's always gonna be there. The addiction is always there. If you allow it, but if you say, hey, I'm changing, you made that decision one day. When we were off the air, I was talking about what that one day, there was a day when you made that decision and you stopped, and you've been going for 17 years now, Sandy, and that's an incredible story. And
by grace of God, there's been no relapses, and the pain of just going through. I wasn't fortunate to go to rehab because I did not know of all the resources. I didn't know where to go. What to do. Rehab was not, I couldn't go to rehab. No money, no collateral.
Right.
Whatever. You know, I didn't know the resources. The only resources that I had was when I got into church and they told me about Celebrate Recovery. And that was the only resource I had. I didn't know about any of these resources. I wish I would have, but I didn't. You know, so I did this alone, but I didn't do it alone because I had God. God had me. But I just had to get to where I learned how to love myself. Because when you start learning yourself, then everything else falls into place. You have to love yourself first.
I want people who are listening to also understand what Sandy's saying is she didn't realize there were resources. Okay, there's somebody out there right now that did not realize and does not realize their resources. I want people to share this show and share it as many times as you can with as many people as possible so that they do understand there's resources. Tell them about it. Tell them about the organizations that we've talked about today and get them on board and be that support person for those individuals. And, of course, we had Leslie Playa with the Recovery Resource Center, and she made herself available. I heard phone numbers. I heard a website. I hear people willing and ready and able to help folks who want to help themselves.
You can find me on Facebook, you know, if my Sandy Russell Hicks, if you just want to reach out to me, you can friend me or message me.
And that's great. And we, what I want people to do is connect with folks that can be a resource. And, of course, the End Heroin Huntsville Walk is coming up August the 18th at Big Spring Park. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's more than a walk. It's a movement. It's hosted by Not One More Alabama, as well as sponsored by Addiction Prevention Coalition. And I believe that, that Patty, you had something else that you wanted to add to the program about some along those lines.
Yeah, I think we just want to make sure that everybody knows that in addition to the actual walk, we will have speakers. Danny will be speaking, and we'll have various speakers. But we have a few things that will be new this year that we didn't do last year. We're having resource tables, which are essentially just like what we've been talking about, just resources, community organizations, just lots of different nonprofit organizations that are all wanting to come and just be available to talk to people, let them know what kinds of tools are out there, what they can tap into to help them start their journey of recovery if they need to, or for a family member. So 22, I believe, is the last count, and we'll probably end up with more, but 22 resource tables as of today, which is amazing. For the first time, too, at our walk, we will be distributing Narcan, not us personally, but UAB Medicine, and with some partners with them, are coming in, and they will be there to distribute, educate, and distribute Narcan, which is the medication that can be given to reverse an overdose situation. Anybody that has somebody in their life that has an opiate addiction needs to have Narcan with them. No different than you would have an EpiPen with you if you had a peanut allergy. You should have that with you. So we will be giving that out for free until it runs out. So that's another thing that will be there. And then the third thing, and it's something that Not One More Alabama is really excited about, is we will be debuting our Discovery Room education trailer, which has been dedicated in memory of Jay Barton, who is the son of one of our board members who sadly lost his battle with addiction, and his family have dedicated themselves to helping fight this. And we have created a trailer, a 7x16 trailer that is set up like a bedroom that you has been outfitted with all the ways that kids and young adults might not necessarily just hide their substances, but just things that would help you as a family to start seeing some signs that there's things going on, and most parents are pretty naive to that. So this is an opportunity to walk through the trailer and just kind of see what things should I be watching for and looking for. So it's an education thing, and we'll be debuting that at the walk as well. So lots of good resources at the walk this year.
We're looking forward to that. August 18th, Big Spring Park, 9 to 11. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate Leslie coming on the program this morning. I hope that it's been something that has been helpful to you. I hope that you will share it with other people. I hope you'll join me next week. We'll have a special show. It'll actually be about postpartum and resources that are available for women in those situations. So I hope you'll join me next week. You have been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
If clean water for your family is important to you,
Give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Cook Kenita.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Spring is here, and Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville has teamed up with Husqvarna Power Products to make quick work of your landscaping challenges. How about 20% off of a Husqvarna commercial fleet deal or special early season buys on tractors and trimmers, plus 0% financing for up to 48 months? And at Green's, we service what we sell. Green's Dependable Hardware in Husqvarna gives you the power to work and the power to save. Green's Dependable Hardware, Russellville, Alabama, 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help.
He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see